You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode 756. Thank you all very, very much for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We appreciate it every single day. We know you have a lot of options of what to do with your time. More options now than ever before in history, and you're hanging with us. So thank you.
There's so many options.
Oh my gosh. Uh-oh.
But let's be honest, we're the best option, okay? We're going to make drone podcasting great again. Just going to clarify for you. Anyway, no more political jokes for you. I know you love them, but we're going to stay away from them. I do want to say, I saw a review that I really loved and just wanted to say thank you to our friend Jason, who said the Atlanta mapping class was really what he expected it to be. He really liked the acquisition side of the training.
Yeah, he knew what he was looking for.
He was already familiar with processing, but he came to us because he wanted to go into advanced acquisition. So I'm really happy to hear that. It means we're providing a lot of value in those mapping courses. We do have a new mapping course coming up in Houston, Texas on March, I believe it's 22nd. And in all honesty, I'm really excited about that. I think it should be a good time. And a special shout out to our friend, Mr. Joshua Baker, who will be doing the hula dance for all the students at that course. Very excited about that.
Yeah, does he know this?
No.
Makes it even better.
Even better. So, all right, guys. Well, today's question should be a good one. Let's just plow right into it, if you don't mind. Today's question is brought to you by our good friends at the Drone U community. Just go to droneu.education to check it out.
I'm curious about the flying at night waiver with the FAA. Do you apply as an individual or... In the case of an LLC, can you make one application that includes all of the LLC members?
Valid question.
Very valid question. Now, I will say just a caveat that the FAA has gotten a little bit stricter on their waiver process, but we're really excited that the answer is pretty clear. Rob has been doing the research. He's going to go ahead and take it away.
Well, before we talk about the answer to the question, you're going to be going to the symposium, right? And they're going to be talking about some of this stuff.
They are going to be talking about some of this stuff. Yes, it should be fun.
Maybe.
Very excited to meet a lot of older guys. Just kidding.
You just had to go there.
Sorry.
But you really are going to the symposium in Baltimore. It's going to be a lot of great conversation about these very issues. And so we'll be bringing you more details related to these issues, hopefully very soon.
Yes, we're very excited. All right, let's hear the answer, Rob.
What is the answer?
Can I just sign up as an LLC? Do I have to sign up as an individual? Tell me the answer.
Tell you the answer. No, you can sign up or get the waiver or apply for the waiver as whatever entity you are, whether that's an LLC, whether that's a corporation, whatever type of corporation that might be. You're probably better served to do it under your entity. What that's going to mean is that if you do it as an entity, you're going to have a responsible person. So, William, perhaps that would be you. Now, even though you're signed up, I don't know if that's the right terminology, but even though your waiver was obtained via your entity, there is a responsible person. And you will be responsible for safe flight, adherence to the rules of the waiver, adherence to the other rules that your entity is supposed to be following or those pilots therein. So, definitely, and as I'm looking here at the list of waivers that have been granted since inception of the system, I mean, I'm seeing all kinds of LLCs, all kinds of corporations, etc. And again, every single one of them has a responsible person. So I believe, Paul, this is something that we've talked about, and I think maybe Vic's really looked into this, that you can actually have members of your entity fly. You don't have to be there. However, I mean, don't have to be there as the responsible person. However, you are still responsible, correct?
Yeah, we're still waiting for an official answer on that because an ex-FAA prosecutor, Ms. Loretta, has said that that is not a good principle to live by, although the FAA has said otherwise. Not officially, though. So as of right now, though, as far as waivers are concerned, and by the way, that's with airspace authorizations, about having the authorization and then letting someone else use it, that you're still responsible, but you can make them the responsible pilot in command, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. As far as nighttime waivers, I believe, or excuse me, daylight waivers for all you technical homies out there, I believe that whoever is deemed the pilot in command does have to be there. I don't think it is a transferable
entity,
or someone who represents the LLC, unless you've seen something different. I mean, I could be wrong. I'd be happy to be proven wrong.
Well, I'm just reading one of the waivers itself, and nowhere in there does it specifically say that the person responsible or the responsible person must be present at the time of a flight. It simply says that you have to be, there has to be a responsible person. So it is a deduction of sorts based on what the actual waiver says that I've looked at. And I've looked at a couple of them. And so perhaps we could call it a gray area, but it certainly does not indicate that you must be there as necessity would dictate.
Yeah, very, so, very, very interesting.
There you go. Hopefully that answers his question.
I think that does answer his question, and that is going to do it for today's very short episode of Ask Drone U. By the way, we do have a new video coming out on how to fill out the new daylight waiver process. The process has changed just a little bit, so we'll get that out to you just as soon as we can. It's a crazy month here at Drone U. Lots of trainings going on, lots of travel. It's just going to be one crazy month, but that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.